Day 6 of Fantastic Fest. Here's my lineup. Fantastic Shorts, which is a collection of short films. Short Fuse, which is another collection of short films. Asura, The City of Madness. Everything is Terrible. And 100 Best Kills, The Miracle of Death. Fantastic Shorts include Summer Camp Island, which is going to be a Cartoon Network series. Solid Silver Anus. The Absence of Eddie Table. The Itching. Clara's Rage. Iron Spider. Salesmanship. Judy. Vitamins for Life. And Imitations. Short Fuse features the shorts Dawn of the Deaf, Curve, The Stylist, They Will All Die in Space, I Want You Inside Me, Death Metal, Overtime, 90 Degrees North, and When Susurrus Stirs. Asura, The City of Madness. Detective Han is a corrupt cop. He protects Mayor Park's interests at any cost, intimidating witnesses and frightening the opposition. He does all this so he can pay for his wife's hospital bills following her terminal cancer diagnosis. When the routine intimidation of a witness goes violently wrong, Han finds himself facing the prosecutor's office. We'll stop at nothing to nail Park. Now he's stuck between two violent factions who will go to any extreme in pursuit of their goals, including torture. Everything is Terrible does not have an entry in the guidebook. Finally, 100 Best Kills is a compilation. 100 Best Kills is a compilation of the most nauseating, disturbing, inhuman, and downright vomitous births in cinematic history. So that should be fun right before I go to bed. Fantastic Shorts. So here's what I'm going to do, since there are like 8 to 10 shorts in each of these blocks of shorts. Instead of talking about all of them, I'm just going to pick out the ones that I like the most and talk about them briefly. Summer Camp Island, it's a 9-minute Cartoon Network pilot where these people go to a couple kids are at a anthropomorphic sort of summer camp. Things like, you know, talking pajamas, little wormholes to other universes inside a pad of post-it notes, weird stuff like that, with some relationship bonding stuff going on. It was fun, cute. I can see it being successful on Cartoon Network. Might keep an eye out for it. They didn't give, like, the premiere date for the show, so I'm not sure. I think it's supposed to start sometime later this year, so though it's called Summer Camp Island, you would think they would be premiering around summer. Judy. Judy is a comedic short. On this one, I actually came in halfway through, so I can't say much about the setup other than what I'm seeing in the description here. A man opens a door to a robot that boasts exceptional ability and intelligence, but the man has only one thing on his mind. It's a dark, basically, sex comedy short that was pretty funny, pretty blunt, and pretty quick, and that was just like the half that I saw. It's worth checking out, I think. Vitamins for Life was a quick 2-minute thing with it's a fake educational short talking about the benefits and dangers of lesser known vitamins, which all have unusual properties. It's another funny one. Imitations, loosely based on the true story of the guy who got plastic surgery to look like Justin Bieber. This is a comedic short about a dude who gets plastic surgery to look like his favorite pop idol, who has a hit song called 21-Year-Old Baby, where he is literally a guy who's 21 years old, dressed like a baby, and singing about how great it is to be a baby. Plastic surgery does not go too well. Okay, Short Fuse, Dawn of the Deaf took a, you know, you're basically, it's telling your standard zombie origin story, like everything leading up to a zombie movie, but featuring deaf characters. It's interesting enough. It doesn't really have much of the zombie stuff in it, but it feels more like a trial run for an actual movie in itself, but the idea itself was entertaining. The Stylist, it's a short film about a hairstylist who has a client come in. Things do not go well. It was quick. I mean, it was a little atmospheric, not really a twist, but more of a elaboration on the end as to why the characters did what they did that I wasn't exactly expecting. They Will All Die in Space. It's a sci-fi short about a guy who gets woken up from cryosleep to help fix his ship because things have gone wrong while the passengers have been asleep. It's shot in black and white, or at least colored in black and white. It's entertaining, worth watching. Quick bit. Death Metal is a quick, to-the-point comedic short about a guy who inherits his birthright of a heavy metal guitar that their family got from Satan. It's another one where things do not go well over time. It's a sort of an office comedy short about a dude who's trying to get out of the office to get back home on time due to some personal supernatural issues. Things keep getting in his way, stopping him from getting home on time, which could end up badly for people if he does not get home on time. It's another one that's casually funny with a couple of interesting makeup effects. Q&A, they actually told us that they had the team who did the makeup effects for Mad Max Fury Road, the Oscar-winning makeup artist. So that was an interesting little thing. I didn't really catch that, but there aren't a lot of makeup effects in the short film itself, so it's a little difficult to pick that up. Asura is a tense political corruption type of cop thriller thing. It's sort of in the vein of Internal Affairs or The Departed. Compelling lead performer with their corrupt cop who's already working for the corrupt mayor of the town and ends up getting caught up with the prosecutor's office trying to turn him to catch the mayor. A story that's been told before, but the way it's told is interesting. The corrupt mayor is a increasingly unhinged villain who gives a great performance that becomes more over the top as the movie goes on in a way that is pretty enjoyable. Everything is terrible. Everything is terrible. They've got a few movies, I think, that are available on their website. They were also available for purchase at the fest, but sort of a cash-only thing. What they do, basically, is they put together clips between, like, 2 to 30 seconds off of old VHS tapes, splice them all together, sometimes with a theme, sometimes not, mostly in a comedic vein, trying to make the audience laugh. So it's hard to say individual clips that were funny just because it's so fast-paced and going on to the next one. I think I recognized 6 or 7 clips out of the whole thing from Red Letter Media and Spoony. So there was that. That was certainly not an experience I've had before. There, in between the clip packages, there were live segments where the guys who ran the show were in character doing some funny transitional bits and allowing the audience to vote between 2 different sets of themed clip packages. You know, say one's on consumerism or working harder. So we pick consumerism, which ended up being, you know, stuff from like infomercial tapes and the like. If you have the chance to see Everything is Terrible Live, I would recommend doing so. I think I'm going to end up purchasing at least one of their films now based off of this experience. It was pretty fun. The crowd added to it as well. Miracle of Death, it's really, that was another clip show. As the initial description said, it's 100 clips of baby-related film and television stuff, mostly gruesome or gory, a couple of humorous bits. Like, there was a clip from an Alf Christmas special, Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Junior. There are also things from, like, The Howling, Extro, The Manitou, stuff like that. So it was fun. There was a little bit of an audience participation element there too. It's not something that's really going to pop up anywhere else other than Fantastic Fest. Say the closest thing would be to look for horror movie kill compilations on YouTube to get a similar experience. That's it.